This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, all across the country from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellites. We stream live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, all across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and the roughnecks all working the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and go in there, like the page, and then jump into the chat room and conduct the conversation with us like a whole bunch of people are. And good morning to Allen, Nebraska. All right, over to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Some people want us to think that we have a massive police problem, but do we? And yesterday, the president signed an order on safe policing, the executive order, and I've got it right here in front of me.
Okay.
So, let's start out with what the president had to say. He said, Americans both support the brave men and women in blue and believe we must improve accountability, increase transparency, and invest more in law enforcement training. President Trump's actions today recognize and build on these goals. Item number one, certification. The Justice Department will now allocate certain funding only to law enforcement agencies that meet high standards for use of force and de-escalation and credentialed by reputable independent bodies. As part of this new credentialing, chokeholds will be banned except if an officer's life is at risk. Comment.
Trump was really kind of forced into doing something coming out of the White House, and that's okay. But I would say a lot of people don't understand, and especially I would go to people like Karen Bass and Chuck Schumer and whatnot, because they're whining and complaining that it's thin on substance and, you know, is more of a gesture than anything else. Well, it needs to be understood that maybe Chuck Schumer, you know, it's been too long since he's been in law school, although he never practiced law. We're in a federalist system. And Trump can't tell, local police what to do. He can't tell mayors what to do with their police departments. We have the House doing one thing, we got the Senate doing another on legislation, and, you know, we'll have to necessarily wait and see how that goes.
Yep.
We're in a federalist system.
Here's number two, information sharing. The Attorney General will create a database for federal, state, and local law enforcement to track terminations, criminal convictions, and civil judgments against law enforcement officers for excessive use of force. That's item number two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to item number three, mental health. To protect both officers and our most vulnerable populations, the administration will prioritize training for police and social workers who respond to incidents involving the mentally ill, addicted, or homeless. And here's item number four, legislative action. The administration will develop and propose new legislation to Congress to build on these policies to boost community engagement. And, of course, the whole goal for all of this is to reduce crime and raising police standards, not opposing the goals that are stated here already.
There's nothing there that tells me, and it's an 800-pound gorilla in the room, nothing is reducing crime. We have this cat that finally got arrested yesterday that knocked that poor 83-year-old woman, or 93,
yeah.
In New York, okay? Yeah. That hit her head on the fire hydrant. The guy's been arrested 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, something is woefully wrong there.
Yep.
And then when he was arrested here, he merely gets a ticket to appear.
Right. On an assault.
Yes.
That could have killed her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't done anything in to address crime. And think of the time. You have to work pretty hard to get arrested 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the crimes that you did that you didn't get arrested for.
Yeah.
In his case.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do out here?
Yeah. Well,
anything outside the Beltway, we're living in these realities outside the Beltway.
Whatever happened to three strikes and you're out? Remember that stuff?
Well, that's the crime bill that everybody's jumping up and down and screaming about.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that anymore.
Well, we got all
so
these...
Go ahead. You know, the executive order should have all, in my opinion, should have included mayors.
Uh-huh.
It should have included judges, and it should have included prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get rid of crime.
Now, the other thing is, we got all these wizards of smarts, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Pat Leahy, Dianne Feinstein, Joe Biden, and Maxine Waters, who have all chimed in lately, 60 years, 45 years, 47 years, 54 years, 51 years, 33 years of being in government, and they're trying to find fault with Donald Trump. He's only been in office for 3 years, and blame him for all the stuff that's going wrong. How about looking in your own freaking backyard?
Well, that's kind of my point.
Yep.
I mean, just crime didn't go up because of Trump.
Gotcha. All right, we'll be right back with more, and score one for the good guys on that one. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And Steve in Thailand agrees. You betcha. You betcha, Steve. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a product that I've been taking, and quite frankly, it's working very well for me. Thank you very much, because I never get enough fruits, never get enough vegetables, and certainly with what's going on right now, you want to keep your immunity build up as best you can and all that, and it's always best to have a little something in your back pocket, so to speak, and that's exactly what Balance of Nature does for you. Now, it also helps put a little pep in your step. So if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and ask some questions, and they'll give you answers and tell you what it is you can use. Now, I choose to use the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies because they work for me. Don't need to have any other stuff tossed at me. It works, and it tastes good, too, and there you go. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I think we've crossed a line here when it comes to NBC News pushing Google to punish conservative websites and critics that they don't agree with, or don't agree with NBC, if you will, and costing them their Google ads, which is what some websites make money at.
Well, here's what happened. Apparently, there are some journalists/anchors over at NBC that decided to collaborate with a British
organization called Center for Countering Digital Hate, which, by the way, the founder happens to be is a Muslim. And they looked at the Federalist and at Zero Hedge and went back to Google and said, hey, we found that both of these sites are encouraging digital hate. So Google comes through there and gives both Federalist and Zero Hedge notification of policy violations. Well, it has nothing to do with what Federalist and Zero Hedge did. It was the comments that were on an article. Okay?
Yeah.
So Google is extorting, if you will, Zero Hedge and the Federalist, threatening to deplatform them because of hate speech, digital hate speech, in the comments section of
right.
an article.
Right.
They didn't, those two websites didn't put the comments in there. We little people did. So
yep.
for NBC and Google to go after the Federalist and Zero Hedge is really, you know, we're saying that they're really censoring them. No,
correct.
They're censoring people like us.
Right.
Because it would be us, we, the little people out here,
yep.
that would be leaving comments.
Yep. Well, where's this going to go? Is there going to be a lawsuit over this, or what's going to happen?
Well, the Federalist pulled down the comment section of feature of their website
okay.
for their articles. I don't
okay.
know what Zero Hedge did, but
right.
now it'll be necessarily added to the antitrust suit that is being built
okay.
against these tech companies.
All right, hold the line. We got a caller on the line. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a couple comments, and I'm going to hang up. As to Zero Hedge and the Federalist. The Federalist is a moderate conservative thing. They're more of an intellectual group. Listen, what this is all about is they're trying to suppress, and they're getting away with it, and eventually eliminate free speech. And they're using
yep.
this thing called hate speech.
Uh-huh.
There's no such thing called hate speech. You counter speech with speech, but we're dealing with communists, and they don't believe in free speech. So that's what this is about.
Right.
And as for all these companies, like Wendy's and Target and everything. You know what? You ain't going to like me saying this, but I'm going to say it. I hope BLM, Antifa, whatever, burns them all down. Because they're giving money to BLM.
Yeah.
Wendy's, you got what you deserve. Target, you got what you deserve. Oh, by the way, did you know here in our area, Captain, Duke Energy, they gave money to BLM. Unfortunately, we have no choice. I can't switch power companies. And to me, BLM is nothing but the black KKK. If you're not black, they're basically an anti-non-black because they hate not just white people, but anybody that's not black. They're just a modern-day iteration of the KKK for black people. But the whole entire culture has bent over and is kissing BLM's you-know-what
yeah.
and their toes,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
And also, 67 protesters, are not going to get prosecuted in Hillsborough County.
Correct.
And you're telling me, listen,
right.
I'm going to say one more thing. Voltaire, to paraphrase Voltaire, to find out who really rules you, it's very simple. Just find out who you're not allowed to criticize.
All right.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, now, he's right about the funding. It's actually, I came up with 369 companies the other day. 369 companies that give them money to Black Lives Matter.
Oh, you can about imagine there are those that are giving money that we haven't even figured out yet.
Sure.
I actually told my husband last night, I said, the universe of people that I can do business with is shrinking dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I have not been able to find out, and maybe you were able to during the break, but there was a House Democrat yesterday, and it was already mentioned a week or so ago by AOC briefly, but they're claiming that the word religious liberty is a bogus term, and it's a pretext for discrimination. What? What?
Patrick Maloney, Democrat, New York.
Oh, boy. Okay, I know that name. I can't remember where he's from, but I remember that name. Wow.
Democrat, New York.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's from the city, somewhere around the city, but I can't tell exactly where. But that's ridiculous.
This is really where we are. The big question is, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do with all this? It's all concocted chaos, okay? I mean, this thing with NBC and the Federalist and Google,
uh-huh.
And the Black Lives Matter is extorting businesses. What are we supposed to do here?
All right, let's take a call. We got one coming in from Valdosta, Georgia. Good morning up there in Valdosta. How are you?
Hey, Captain. I hate to change subjects, but I'm from Lakeland, Georgia, and it's June 17th, isn't it? What happened to the global warming? It's, according to my car, temperature is 58 degrees.
Well, I told you. Did you hear me tell you about the snowstorm out in Montana with a foot and a half of snow?
Yeah, but we're a long way from Montana, dude.
I know, but there's frost warnings in Tennessee tonight, and I mean, it's weird. But, okay, I'm assuming you got the heat on then, right?
Nah, I'm a caveman. It's going to have to get a lot colder than that.
All right, well, listen, thanks for the call, and I appreciate you, my friend. Alrighty, and that's our police officer friend there. But the thing of it is, Denise, you know, oh, and by the way, here's one for you. What do you think about the idea of Nancy Pelosi saying, we're going to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state? What do you think of that?
We do this.
Every four
every
years?
Every couple of years, yes. Huh? So I'm not going to worry about it.
All right. Now, Joe Biden is in trouble. Liberal groups are hitting Joe Biden for his response on the George Floyd protests, and they're warning him that this is going to cost him his election possibility.
Okay, fine.
Because he's not being as hard line as they are. Because he came out and said, no, we're going to fund the police.
They eat their own.
Yeah, and like I told you, we weren't going to defund them to begin with. It's not that simple. Jeez, you can shift money around, but there's all kinds of things to put police departments together. Oh, by the way, it's kind of what you need to have a city or a municipality in some cases is law enforcement and fire protection. Hello? Hello? So what are we going to do? Defund New York City and call it what? The seven boroughs of the world? But anyway, here comes... that's a good one for you. Here comes the music. We'll let you go. We will talk to you tonight. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yep.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out the great articles that she has to write, and you'll know what she knows. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is suing to block the publication of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I think it's totally inappropriate that he does a book. I think a guy, I gave him a break.
He couldn't get Senate confirmed. He was never Senate confirmed the first time. I don't think he's supposed to even be calling himself an ambassador because he couldn't get Senate confirmed. He got in through a little trick.
During the discussion, the president turned to Attorney General William Barr for further clarification on the legality of the release.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement that says that they have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Massachusetts, one here in Florida. We're going to tell you about the campuses and where they are. After they get a chance to tell you about themselves, find them online at naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for those of you that are out of work right now and maybe collecting unemployment and working it up to the max to where you get your 600 on top of your whatever it was, 245 max or 275 or whatever the number is, when you come out of that little bubble that you're in, how would you like to learn about a trade that you could take? You could get the training, takes 14 months to do it, but you could wind up with a career for the rest of your workable lifetime that will make you more money than you could humanly possibly think about. How would you like that? So why don't you check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you? Now, they have one school, one campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a job that will pay you, about $60,000 a year on a 40-hour week to start with. After that, the sky's the limit. And the reason being is because there are so many aircraft that are parked that, number one, have to be mechanically worked on and recertified to be put back into the air again. There is an untold amount of work to be done, So check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. And you'll be thanking me for it later. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. Okay, the U.S. Army may have the electronic warfare tool that the Pentagon needs. Now, the Defense Department leaders are considering the Army's electronic warfare planning and management tool as a primary option for the joint force to coordinate actions in the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, this is something that the Army said that the DOD is looking at, and we'll see where all of that goes. Now, beginning October 1st, a modified version of the Army Combat Fitness Test will become the service's new fitness evaluation, but training challenges created by a coronavirus pandemic will mean individual scores will not count against soldiers until the year 2022. Now, nearly 3 years after its fatal collision, the USS Fitzgerald, the warship that collided with a merchant vessel off Japan, drowning seven U.S. soldiers, it was a guided missile destroyer, is now en route to its new home port of San Diego with a brand new crew and ready to go and ready to get back out into the thick of things. And that's good, because they almost lost that ship. By the way, a 30-year-old man was shot and killed after brandishing a knife and advancing on a watch guard at an unidentified military installation on Kodiak Island in Alaska. There's been very little said about that, and that's all I know about it. There's no name involved here. We'll wait till we get more on that. That happened, I think, a day or two ago, I think. By the way, the U.S. Navy is also going to develop a roadmap for developing future fighter aircraft years after it became apparent that the Navy's mainstay, the F-A-18 Super Hornet, would struggle to keep the carrier outside of range to be effective against Chinese anti-ship missiles. So, the aircraft that they may be putting on the carriers might have to go with the mission involved, and of course that only makes sense too. Because China and the U.S. are playing back and forth for keeps out there in the South China Sea and beyond. Now, the Navy Super Hornet conducted its first guided missile launch of the impressive Stormbreaker miniature bomb. The testing milestone came amid the difficulties and delays that have pushed back the Air Force plans for the weapon and temporarily halted its production. But this Stormbreaker miniature bomb is apparently back on the game plan again. We'll see. Now, Alaska and their governor and their mayor of Anchorage has asked the U.S. Air Force to consider their city as the location for the permanent headquarters of the new U.S. Space Command. Alaska. I don't know about that one. If our friend in Valdosta thought it was cold in his car, how about Alaska? Oh, no thank you. Anyway, the U.S. Air Force's new MH-139 Grey Wolf helicopter, which will replace the UH-1N Huey that guards nuclear missile fields, is at risk for bursting over its weight limit. They're going to have to get some of the weight off the helicopter to be able to make it be airworthy and carry all the things that it needs to carry as well. Otherwise, it ain't going to go flying. And the Air Force sent groups of B-52s to the Pacific and Europe as bomber task force deployments within 2 days of this past week, prompting Russia to intercept one of them, which didn't go very well because they got shooed off very quickly. You don't sneak up on one of our B-52s and get very far. It does not work that way. Too many armaments on it, if you know what I mean. By the way, Major General Mark Wetherington took command of the 8th Air Force from Major General Jim Dawkins, Jr. during a June 12th ceremony at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Been there, done that. That's a great base. Great people there. And by the way, we are heard over there. So hello to everybody at Barksdale Air Force Base. Listen to us in our affiliate. And citing a leveling off of new COVID-19 cases in the Omaha metro area, the 55th Wing Commander, Colonel Gavin Marks, has taken the first steps towards loosening the three-month-old pandemic restrictions at Office Air Force Base. And kudos to him for that. Now, the Coast Guard and their fast response cutter is facing a procurement pause right about now, despite receiving no procurement funding in the fiscal year 2021 budget request. The Coast Guard Commandant said the Sentinel class fast response cutter program is back on track again. So they found some funds, they switched it around so they can try getting these more modern, up-to-date, faster Coast Guard cutters. Also, a House Armed Services Committee panel will take up the issue of racial injustice within the military this week as committee leaders continue to push for top Pentagon leaders to testify on the Defense Department's response to the ongoing nationwide racial demonstrations. And $10 million is being put aside and has been approved by the Senate Armed Services Committee for testing, if necessary, a nuclear bomb. The Senate Armed Services Committee has advanced an amendment aimed at reducing the amount of time it would take to carry out a nuclear test and has put $10 million on the side to see to it that that happens. So does that mean every time we test a nuclear bomb out there in the desert around Alamogordo and White Sands, that it costs $10 million to do that? Wow. Pretty expensive, huh? Pretty expensive. By the way, hello Raytheon. Got a Raytheon right here in my backyard. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has awarded Raytheon $37 million to develop sensors for the Project Blackjack, according to a contract announcement. All right, I hear the music in my ear. We're going to go to the break. When we come back from that break, we'll have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Got lots of financial stuff to talk about him tonight with. Holy smokes. It's like somebody opened up the bag and said, here you go. It's time to talk about money. Okay, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, that's my buddy Donna Fiducia, and she's up there hanging out right up there in the little old metropolitan area known as Carrollton, Georgia. And by the way, up there in Carrollton, they listen to us on 1330 WLBB. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody up there because of the Fort Benning, Georgia plant that's up there. And don't forget, Fort Benning, Georgia, they get it done. You name it, and it gets done there in Fort Benning for sure. All right, now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature is a product that I take, so I know what I'm talking about here. And I take the fruits and veggies. And the reason I do that is because I don't get enough fruits and veggies. I mean, my doctor told me that, and I knew that. And in the age of having good immunity and all that, it's important that you make sure you do stuff like that. So not only do I get a little bit of more pep in my step, but because I wasn't eating the right kind of foods, so, you know, I like the McDonald's burgers and Wendy's and all that good stuff and the pizza, you know, all that stuff. So I now get more than my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. And I got a deal for you because here it is. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, Go to balanceinnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street is here himself. Good morning, Chris Markowski, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I got all that in one breath. Hey, listen, this is one of your favorite subjects. I know it is. We've talked about it before, and here it comes. Are you ready?
Okay.
The White House yesterday said they are planning to push for another $2 trillion stimulus just before the election, and that includes another $1,200 worth of bonus checks for the folks.
I totally disagree with any round of bonus checks. I mean, we've given out enough. If you're on unemployment, well, then, you know, you've been getting your
$2,400 a month. Yep.
On top of the, on top of everything else. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, why should somebody that get a bonus check, you know, they might be retired, they might get a social, why? I don't understand. Your life hasn't been affected in any sort of negative way. You know, you're still getting the same amount of money. Why do you get a bonus check? It makes zero sense to me. $2 trillion. Where are we going to come up with this additional $2 trillion? Everybody should start buying stock and paper and ink. We cannot print for eternity here. There's going to be repercussions for this down the road. I happen to have three kids.
Yep.
They're the ones that are going to have to pay this back.
They'll never do it, Chris. They'll never do it.
Well, we can't keep going. We get to a point in time where people don't have faith in the dollar. Okay, then what's going to happen is the value of the dollar is going to drop.
Right.
Specifically, we don't want that to happen. We don't want to get into a situation where the country is weakened to that great degree. There has to be some sort of end of the line here with this. It's ridiculous.
Now, Chinese companies ran into the United States in droves. I think it pretty much started under the Clinton era when he pretty much opened the floodgate. They came in here, they invested in a lot of things, they bought a lot of stuff, and all of a sudden, as fast as they came in, they're now leaving. What do they know that we don't?
I'm not sure. Chinese companies, but well, I mean, they, a lot of times you get companies that are flush with, or countries that are flush with cash. They come in and they buy things and, they tend to buy at a ridiculously high price. Case in point, go back to when Japan was booming back in the 1980s, and they were buying up everything here in the United States from Rockefeller Center on through, and those investments didn't work out too well because they bought it at ridiculous prices. So there's pieces of real estate in Manhattan, not only just the Chinese, but a lot of oil money as well that have bought in at ridiculous prices that have collapsed as far as investments are concerned. But again, you know, cash doesn't yield you much of anything. It really doesn't. And you take a look around and you say, well, geez, I got to park it somewhere. Why not buy this building somewhere? As far as investing in the United States and investing in business, I think it's a big deal that the climate is not going to be great moving forward. So we'll see.
Now, you have health insurance, correct?
Of course.
The United States government is saying that they now expect the insurance companies to cover the cost of the COVID vaccine without any copays, which apparently is moving very rapidly along here.
I don't know how much the vaccine is going to run. The government has spent a lot of money. The reason the government has spent a lot of money is subsidizing pharmaceutical companies to also come up with this vaccine. I think that, you know, they're going to say insurance companies are going to cover, but if you don't think that the government's going to probably get involved and help if it gets, you know, too expensive, they will. There's obviously a cost involved in regards to the economy not being shut down because the tax revenue is not coming in. So they have a vested interest in getting people excited and less fearful when it comes to the overall economy. We'll see how it all is parceled out in the end in regards to who's paying for what.
Now, the Treasury, and this sounds like a bailout, so I'll just read it the way it says, and then you can tell me what it is. The Treasury is considering holding off on giving more money, $17 billion in aid for Boeing and GE. So they're going to just take that money they were going to give them to help them out and just set it off to the side and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of bailing out these big, huge companies. Boeing got itself in enough trouble. Before this crisis, General Electric was a dying company, mistakes made by itself ahead of time. This country, we can't get to a point in time where we have zombie companies. then we become like Japan. We become, in many cases, in certain parts of Europe, where we're keeping companies that should have died alive. There's nothing wrong with businesses going under. It's called creative destruction. Boeing was not, if you remember the call, Boeing was not doing a great job ahead of time. And part of the problem is these companies have gotten, again, too big to fail. Boeing is a big defense contractor. Maybe we should split apart the defense part, the aerospace part, all of these myriad of different things. So certain parts of it, if you screw up, you can go out of business. So somebody else will replace you. We've done this with the automakers. Enough is enough. We did it with banks. Okay, companies need to go out of business if they screw up because somebody else will come and replace them. And what replaces them tends to be better.
Now, I don't know if this means companies are going out of business or if they're just reorganizing, but more U.S. companies have sought bankruptcy protection during the last year, and the corporate bankruptcy surge has hit the number 111, the worst since 2009.
Well, that shouldn't surprise anybody. Corporate bankruptcy is not just companies that trade public, but these are, you know, S-corporations.
But are they reorganizing, Chris? They're not going out of business, are they?
Some are reorganizing. Some, you know, because you go into reorganization, you can kind of alleviate sometimes your debts. And try to come out on the other side. That's a part of it. Who knows? I mean, a lot of the bigger companies, they end up making their executives and the bankruptcy attorneys a ton of money when they reorganize. It's a bit of a racket, if you ask me. But it shouldn't surprise people that there's so many companies going into bankruptcy.
Now, our senior senator, and this sounds funny saying this, our senior senator in Florida, Marco Rubio, happens to be the head of a U.S. Senate panel which is overseeing a key function in the coronavirus pandemic, which pertains to coronavirus-related business loans. And his committee is going to announce what those business loans are, how to go about getting them, the related loans that will be disclosed very soon.
I'm not sure what he's talking about.
I don't either.
I know that the Fed has got their Main Street lending program, mm-hmm. which is opening up. The lenders are mm-hmm. in the process right now of signing on, which is another mm-hmm. lending program. But the loans are only lasting. They're a 5-year loan. They're sizable. It's very low interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the banks are going to take partial responsibility for the loan, and they're going to be backstopped. The rest of the loan is going to be backstopped by the Fed.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with that.
All right. Now, finally, AT&T plans to cut some 3,400 technician and clerical jobs, thousands of jobs, close stores. The company told that to their workers' union yesterday.
Yeah, I think that this was something, again, that was kind of baked into the cake before. The coronavirus, the inevitability of downsizing when it comes to this. Obviously, you're going to be dealing with the fact that, you know, some of the networks might be working better, but also there's not the necessity of actually having the physical stores to the degree that they had in the past. You can also understand as well, a lot of these stores that open up are independent of the actual companies where they sell the AT&T products, and they're not exactly a part of AT&T.
You are right. And with that, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So stay warm.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there, check him out, find out all the different things that he does, and you'll hear his radio show all over the country on the weekend. He and I chase each other on a lot of these same stations. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.